Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is how important football is in Morgantown. They closed down the hospital parking lot for football parking.
Because it's where everybody parks and tailgates.
My husband's having a heart attack. It's game day.
I'm speaking to the person inside of Reagan.
Well, loosen these straps then. I'm the devil. Now kindly under these straps.
Yes.
Oh, it burns! I will say this. After meeting many of the fraternity brothers, there are a lot of otters and a lot of pintos and an occasional Bluto. There is a Bluto named they call Bun because of his man bun.
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 His name is Bun.
And what's so funny is by the third hour of tailgating, I'm like, hey, Bun! Hey, Bun!
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
That was a little loud, just a little louder than normal.
Sounded great here.
Does it?
Yeah.
Ah, all right. Maybe it's me. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are enjoying our second decade of the show. That's become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. Wadmalaw Island, South Carolina.
Nailed it.
Should have gone to rehearsal. Frankfurt, Germany. Jackson, Wyoming. I've been there. Eggertsville, New York. And Dingle, Ireland. Out on the Dingle Peninsula.
Is that where they...
So if you want to find Dingle, you got to go out to that Dingle that goes out into the ocean.
Is that where they have the berries?
The berry festival.
Once no. Dingle.
Dingle.
Dingleberries.
They're Irish berries.
Not, I don't know.
Not worth fighting over.
Hey, we have a big announcement today. Ladies and gentlemen, really excited. Here it comes. No, I'm kidding. Just
You're
messing
such
with
a
Oscar.
Jerk.
Just messing with Oscar a little
I'm
bit.
Like, I'm going to have a stroke now.
There's no need. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's going to be the first segment today, rather sports-laden, because Rob takes the lead today with his story of going down to the West Virginia University football game on Saturday. And I am coming off a Saturday where not one, but two of my teams won, and your Washington football team won as well. But the Washington football team was not as unexpected as my New York Giants were against the New Orleans Saints.
Washington wasn't expected to win that game.
The Atlanta Falcons aren't that good.
To be fair, Washington hasn't been expected to win a game in three seasons.
Yeah.
Whenever they do, it's always a nice surprise.
I turned on that game, I said, there's no chance. There's no chance.
None chance.
The Giants were supposed to beat the Falcons and got beaten. So that was a big disappointment. So if the Giants were expected to be, of course the Redskins could. I'm sorry, the Washington football team. I'm sorry.
Old habits die hard.
Working on it.
Understood.
Working on it.
So yesterday, it was just so much fun because my beloved Boston Red Sox are also the top seed in the wild card. So they will be playing
Sunday.
And
fun
this is where the anxiety comes in.
This is totally unexpected.
Especially for old fans.
Because when you were talking about the wild card race not 7 days ago, you had just written it off. Pretty much.
Well, I didn't think that there'd be all this fun. And this is the best bandwagon hop on that I have ever had.
You're not a bandwagon guy.
No.
Well, I am as far as I don't follow the Red Sox. I don't follow the Red Sox during the regular season. I didn't this year. I didn't pay attention.
No, that's because they wouldn't let you be the JetBlue Parka announcer, and you let them go then, and I get it.
Yeah, I do too.
But there's got to be some sort of demarcation line or a hard deck that says if you've spent more than $20,000 on a team your entire life, you can jump on and off all you want.
You've earned that.
Then I'm in.
You're in.
I don't know if I spent. I'd love to look at the numbers with that.
Because
you know when you go back to No, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You go back, though, to if it's my family and me, you know, if the money was spent on me, but then back in the day, it was cheap.
But the green hat alone was expensive.
We went to a Red Sox game.
The green hat was $50.
When see,
was,
there you go.
When that's I was courting that one Philly, and it just didn't work out.
We had a good time. We, yeah, had, a, we had a good time up there.
Tickets, I remember, they're terrible.
Was, does beer expensive. Count, but does beer count to the team?
No, the tickets alone.
But I'm talking about, it, as you're talking towards $20,000, if beer
anything
counts.
Anything you spend in the stadium.
Then he absolutely.
100%.
Yeah, maybe in a night.
That was a good
and
night.
And then... Oh, yeah, and then season tickets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. For the spring training.
Adjusted for inflation. Who knows?
But as far as this team is concerned, I couldn't have told you anybody. And now I know everybody. I know Alex Verdugo. I know Brian Dalbec. I know Hunter Renfroe. I know Xander Bogaerts. I know Rafael Devers.
How's Wade Boggs doing?
I know Kike Hernandez. How's who?
Wade Boggs.
It's always Wade Boggs. It's always the horniest Red Sox player ever in the history of the franchise. It's always that with Oscar. It's
I didn't know he had a libido.
You didn't know Wade Boggs had a libido, my God.
No,
almighty.
I was just a little kid, you know, collecting his cards.
Hornier than Yaz?
Oh, you want me to come through that screen?
It's high praise.
Do you? Do
it's high
you?
Praise. No, I don't want to fight.
So it was, but they're kind of the cardiac kids. And for those of us, the oldsters, who remember 1978, as I do, this is going to be a one-off game. So this is the game Tuesday night at Fenway Park. I think it's an 8 p.m. game. So get ready for Wednesday.
Hey, I hope you're welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
And we're taping early on Wednesday. Yes. So it's going to be like...
Oh, that's right.
Do you consider your win, your trifecta? Does that roll
it's
in?
Not a trifecta because only two teams
okay,
won.
Okay, do you account for the Tampa Bay?
The what bay?
Tampa Bay?
Yes.
Oh, Tampa Bay like Tom Brady?
Yes.
Did you? So you did that by design. That, has somebody else done that?
Oh, I'm sure they have. No. I'm almost positive they should.
No, it's
I don't
it's,
think
it's,
so,
I think
right?
He invented it.
He could have created it.
Yes.
Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay.
I think Tampa Bay has been in play somewhere forever.
It has to be.
It has to be.
It's too good. Yes. If it's not, find out and claim it.
Shannon did the
yours.
Same thing. She's like, did you just make that up? I was like, I'm sure I didn't.
Tampa Bay.
Mike, that's where Tom Brady plays.
Well, they won.
Yes, they did.
And they beat
I have to go to
Empire.
The drugstore to get a tampon.
Tampan.
Now you've ruined it.
Tampan. Yeah, we ruined it. Tampa Bay. Yeah, and then the Tampa Bay beats Belichick.
Yeah.
Which was fun.
Fun to watch as well.
Yeah, and also, you know, Tampa Bay. It's like whenever he needs to, whenever Tom Brady needs to prove something, he does it. So that's the sports heaviness. But for those of you who remember, my Red Sox faithful fans out there, that remember 1978. The Bucky effing Dent game.
Oh, yeah.
Where Bucky Dent hit the home run. And you know, and they won a one-game playoff to go to the to win the pennant. What?
I have to apologize. Already in production are T-shirts that say the Tampa Bay Gronkineers.
I love okay. it.
So, I'm
Gronkineer. So they put Gronk
Tampa
in there.
Tampa
yeah.
Bay is better.
Yeah, give me that T-shirt.
It is, yeah.
But that's not our sports. That's not our number one sports story today.
No.
The number one sports story is Rob Spiewak, who said he was going to go down to West Virginia University, but he wasn't going to the game. Remember that, Oscar?
Correct.
Right.
He was not going to go
tailgate.
Into the game.
That's it.
Just tailgate.
And all I know is the alcohol was flowing at, what do they call the stadium? What's the stadium called? Is there a
field.
Name for
Mountaineer
it?
Field,
yeah. They have some sort of...
There's a name. It's named for a guy. And I asked like five students who the guy was, and none of them knew.
In my heart, it's Mountaineer Field.
So it's Mountaineer Field.
Yes.
Yeah. Mountaineer
run
Field.
Around, run around Mountaineer Field on a regular
basis. Let me look it up.
When you catch the name, you'll know why we don't know it. Because it's, with all due respect to the gentleman. Who
I'm sure he's a great guy.
Probably endowed, let's say, no less than $20 million to the university.
Exactly.
The name is all wrong for a stadium.
Yeah.
All wrong.
Yeah, it's you look at it.
It's like if I put my real last name on a stadium.
Should it be up there?
It's too much. Exactly. Is that a soccer
Mountaineer
stadium?
Mountaineer Field at Milan Puskar Stadium.
That's the one. That's
good
the name.
Call.
Yeah.
Good call, boys.
That's the
Absolutely.
Name. Absolutely. So
my,
now Puskar, very famous in the WVU world as he's endowed multiple millions of dollars, if not at this point hundreds of millions of dollars to the school. That being said, it's Mountaineer Field to me.
It shall always be, it is and always shall be Mountaineer Field, I believe. So we left our home in Leesburg, Virginia, probably at about 6 o'clock on Friday night to go up. We feared the traffic of game day.
But you didn't fear the turtle.
No, we did not fear the turtle.
Nor did I in Maryland.
And because Carrie was under the impression that it was a noon game. And so she got us an extra hotel room. And
miscalculation.
On the way up, it turns out it was a 3 o'clock game.
Yes.
So we really didn't need the hotel room. But we got a special treat. Is that we were texting with Robert on the way up. And he says, well, you'll be here before 10. I said, yeah. He says, well, let's meet up and get some pizza.
This is Friday night.
Friday night. So Robert actually freed up some time on his Friday night to spend time with us, which I thought was really cool. So we got to spend some time with Robert on Friday, which we hadn't anticipated since it was a last minute.
Where do you take the lad on a Friday night in Morgantown?
Casas.
Casas?
Yeah, and we got some... And Casa, I think it was CAS.
That means houses.
Yeah.
But I believe they've got sort of an idea how to run things because all we wanted to buy was a pizza. And he says, oh, the next pizza is not going to be out of the oven for sale whole for about 35 minutes, but you can buy slices.
Mm.
So instead of buying one $12 pizza.
Whoa. What's that racket?
What's the racket?
Why did he say 30? It takes 10 minutes to cook a pizza.
But the slices is what they were selling. He says, I can have a pepperoni pizza ready for you in 30 minutes. But slices we got. So
you didn't say with your, you know, you're 50 now. You are allowed after 50 to say, why is it taking so long?
He says, he shrugs. And you know why? Because he's used to printing money that way.
Yeah.
Could you see a pizza oven from where you were
staying? Yes, and the pizzas were coming out, and they were doing slices.
But it's the Rube weekend. It's parents' weekend.
It was better than that. It was homecoming weekend. It's an absolute Rube weekend.
Okay. So, quick sidebar.
Yes.
Did you pass by Fraternity Row?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we did.
High Street. Did you see any banners that said Moms Drink for Free?
I did not see. It was dark, so they might have been up.
I see that.
It might have been dark, but
my loving frat boys.
So
come on in, Mom.
On the way up, Carrie and I are back and forth as to whether it's a wise idea to just go to the tailgate since we're going to be there. And
stop again. I want to make sure I understand this. So it's you get up on Friday night for the Saturday game.
Yeah, and it was a sort of...
You get up on...
We get up there Friday night.
Eat dinner, and that's all you do with little Robert.
Right, and then take him back to his dorm.
And you and Carrie were having what discussion?
Between 6 and 10 p.m. on the ride up, should we at least look into getting tickets? Robert said it was really hard to get tickets. And I said, well, you know what? We got nothing to do. I'm driving. You've got your phone. See what you can do for tickets. And she finds some decent tickets. I think they were $80 a ticket.
We played Texas Tech. I watched the game.
Right? Yeah. And I said, you know what? We may not get up to another game this year. Let's do it. If we're making the effort, let's go ahead and surprise. We can surprise Robert with a ticket too.
Oh, that my man. Is so
my
sweet.
My man. That's very cool, Rob.
So, and we get up there and we tell him we've got tickets. He says, that's great because the seats were on the 40, but they were on the upper section.
Yeah.
But he said, don't worry about that, Dad. After halftime, everyone passes out. We can move closer.
Passes out?
Yeah.
It's a legendary party school. And he said that, and I went, ha, ha, ha. And Carrie went, ha, ha, ha.
You got three tickets?
Yeah. With service fees and everything, you know, like under $280 or something like that.
Okay. All right.
But if you're used to paying NFL prices,
it's not too shabby.
Not too shabby.
You know, you're going to the game, worth it.
Have a nice evening with him. It is so good to see him. He is so happy. I hate his mustache. Morgantown is an ugly city.
It's a mustache.
Yeah, beautiful. And you know how his hair is fair and blonde? It looks like the thing on his lip in 3 weeks is going to become a butterfly.
Mm.
That's what it looks like. But he is so happy and in his element up there. And to hear him going 100 miles an hour about all the stuff that's going on. And
this is kind of new for him, right?
Very new.
Enthusiasm for life.
Have you ever seen Julia that happy?
No, I've never have. Right? Certainly not from a school something. Maybe
Isn't
after
that crazy?
Maybe after a concert.
How a school can change your perspective on life?
Oh, I think so. I agree. Right? I think that I had a wonderful high school experience,
mm-hmm.
but you saw. I think there are kids that truly blossom when they get to that that environment.
And you know, where I think a sorority environment would be like a cancer to Julia, it has really his fraternity Alpha Sig, where he's pledging right now, is really helping him find strength and come out of his shell and enjoy the brotherhood. And certainly,
Mr. Spiwak.
0.00. But it was a great visit with him, and we're back and forth. And he says, well, it turns out the game.
Don't. Animal house. It just, I mean, you know, I live vicariously through it. It's so cool.
You know what? I will say this. After meeting many of the fraternity brothers, there are a lot of otters and a lot of pintos and an occasional Bluto. There is a Bluto named they call Bun because of his man bun.
Bun. That's his name.
And what's
is
so
Bun.
Funny is by the third hour of tailgating, I'm like, Hey Bun. But that's not
Rob,
why we're
this
here.
This is great. Rob, you gotta roll down there again, this man. Great. You gotta do it again.
Carrie's already looked into tickets for November. So
November a month later.
We're maybe 4 or 5 miles out of town. It turns out we were in Morgantown proper. But the further you get from the game site, the cheaper the hotels get. We were at the Quality Inn on Comfort Drive.
No mushrooms by the refrigerator.
No,
right?
Remarkably tidy. And I said to Carrie, okay, this probably used to be a Comfort Inn because it's on Comfort Drive, but they got downgraded to Quality because quality is not as important as comfort. So we got two nights there for just a hair under $4,000.
Oh my God.
No, it was, we paid top dollar for what we got.
Yes.
So anyway, the next morning we're back and forth. Parking is an impossibility. You can't do anything. But Robert says, Uber. They can Uber you pretty close. And he said, when you leave, you have the Uber meet you at the hospital, because this is how important football is in Morgantown. They close down the hospital parking lot for football parking.
Because it's where everybody parks and tailgates.
My husband's having a heart attack. It's game day.
It's game day.
For further perspective.
Yes.
The town of Morgantown becomes the largest city in West Virginia on game days.
For a day. Especially at homecoming. I mean, yes. This is a huge deal.
So it's crazy.
So I know that he's in the blue lot, C-19. And so we Uber pretty close, and we get out, and Carrie, this was cute, when she said the night before, we'll bring some beer. Is it okay to just have beer and carry it around? He says, Mom, duh, tailgating in Morgantown, duh.
Yeah, you bring a cooler.
Yeah, exactly.
How did you transport the beer, like from an Uber to the parking
lot? Well, we had an 11:30 pickup for our Uber. At 11:10, I went to the convenience store and bought the beer from the chiller and brought it back to the hotel. So we had cold beer that we arrived with. You know,
so you just
hour.
Had a couple of cases?
I got a case of Bud.
I mean, a couple of 12 packs?
An 18 of Bud, a 12 of Blue Moon, and a case of Twisted Tea, because the youngsters love the Twisted Tea.
So,
when Robert
okay.
saw a case of Twisted Tea, he's like, dude.
It was like Christmas.
A case?
Yeah.
I said, how do you buy it? I said,
so,
you buy it.
This is sort of throwing caution to the wind, right?
Sort of.
He's not the age of majority.
Well, I'm not saying that he's drinking.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
So you are a cool, awesome parent.
He's a total cool, awesome parent.
It would have been just a scene or anything to have, A, my parents at school with me visiting, or B, them bringing out a case, let alone what is the freezer aisle of any packing shop.
Oh, my God. I mean,
Morgantown.
I was the age of majority when I was in school. My parents would never bring booze.
So huge.
So not only am I cool for bringing that, Carrie brings him Sour Patch Kids and Reese's Cups. So, I mean, it was a big day for him. So the whole parking lot, imagine not just a stadium parking lot, but it's adjoined to the parking lot of a hospital that's also used by students. So this is literally acres of parking.
Jammed.
And he's also going to give him a ride to his AA meetings when the time comes.
Well, no, I'll comp his Uber for him. So,
okay. Dad, you can't be my sponsor. You started this.
Yeah, you know what? We probably should be carpooling, actually. So we get there, and we're at like A2, and we've got to find C-19. So it's a hike. So we walk and we walk and we walk, and there's
and a, you're hauling a lot of stuff. A
little bit of weight, and there is a Carrie's miserable. So I'm not carrying.
I'd be miserable carrying some
no,
of that. Far.
I've got the two beers. No, oh, she's got the brutal. Two. I've got the two packs of beer, and she's got the Twisted Teas, which is 12 cans. So tall boys. And so we're walking. We get there, and I said, even when we get to C-19, it's not going to be.
Did you try one of the Twisted Teas?
I don't drink that crap. No.
I have.
Okay, yeah. I was just curious. Yeah, okay. I was just curious.
It's got the same alcohol as beer, right?
Nothing crazy.
Yeah, it tastes like tea. But Mike, Twisted. It's twisted. Mm-hmm. So we get to C-19, and I say, well, you know, even though we're in this section, we're not going to be able to find Ruh. And I look, and in a sea of blue and yellow, which are the team colors, and it's all you see for miles around, I forgot for a moment that Robert dresses up as Waldo from mm-hmm. Where's Waldo to try to get on TV. So in this sea of blue and yellow, I see a 6'5" guy in a red and white stocking cap and a red and white striped shirt. And I go, son!
Yes.
And he says, Dad! And he sees what we brought and he says, awesome! And we meet like everybody in his fraternity That's right cool. away. And the first thing they do is they shove a beer in our hands. Mm-hmm. And Carrie's-
Did you meet Bun?
I met Bun later on. I met, okay. yeah, but I did meet right. Bun, of course. But I knew Bun. About Bun because Bun was involved in a ghost story about okay. the fraternity house that is not true. Can't be. But I meet everybody. A lot of the pledges are, I think they call it the pin uniform, where they have to wear a blue coat and a red tie mm-hmm. As sort of the punishment as being a pledge.
And without that pledge pin!
But
do you understand?
Robert doesn't have to wear the pin uniform because he's Waldo.
He's Waldo.
And so we're drinking and we're drinking and we're drinking and we're drinking and it's great because we get there at noon and the kickoff's not till 3:20.
Yeah.
And so I think a thing that the young ladies of the college do is they come up to older men like myself and they say, are you my dad? Because it happened a lot of times. I think it's like a thing they do. And I've...
Well, hold on a second. Do you know anything of
yeah,
this,
it's a whole,
Oscar?
The daddy, it's a whole thing.
You got
yeah.
a fraternity that says moms drink for free, and then you have the women.
These are
running
random
up to
women,
older
it's
men,
like
and saying,
TikTok
"Are you my
trend,
dad?"
Like for you know, DILFs.
Yeah, so, you know, but I'm not, but I can't be a DILF.
It's
so
disgusting.
What I thought would
what's
be
happened to the moral fiber of our country?
The best way to defuse it is every time it's said to me, as I say, "Nope, I'm Waldo's dad," and I point to Robert, and they go, "Really? You're really Waldo's dad?" I said, yeah. He said, do you know he was on the Jumbotron like 4 times last game? And I said, another thing that Robert and I share in common. We've both been unpaid employees that end up on a Jumbotron at a football game.
So you got to just be loving life. This is like revisiting your youth.
Also, you have to know it was the most spectacular day as far as weather goes.
Gorgeous.
It's not a cloud in the sky. Okay. It's like 68 to 70 degrees. And of course, because the game is at 3, it's just a little chilly, right? Mm-hmm. It's perfect. And that's when Bun comes up to me and says,
hey, Mr. Spiewak,
and it
I'm
might have been Mr. Spiewak, or it might have been Hey Robert's dad.
How big is Bun?
Bun is a little shorter than me, and not
so he's a big guy,
but a big guy and thick set. If he doesn't watch himself, okay. he'll become heavy. But right now he's just thick. And
okay.
he says,
right.
"How about shotgun and a beer with me?" Ooh. And I'm like, "You know what? You're very kind, and I appreciate the gesture. But when you get to be my age, there's no need to use novelty or games in order to drink. I'm a great drinker. I love to drink with you, but there's no need for someone." And I look over, and Carrie has got a beer in her mouth.
Shotgunning it,
releasing it, and then Robert's like, "Dad, you got it." I said, "No, I don't gotta."
Hey, way to go, way to be the dad.
But then I look around,
way to be the cool dad, but you're the dad. Yeah. That's good. I like that.
But I look around. Do you remember? And we've all shotgun beers, and I used to open them with a key.
I'm not a big shotgun beer guy. Never have been.
I'm sure you've done it, right? At least
maybe.
Once, or at
maybe
least been around.
Once. Maybe once.
Yeah. I've certainly been around.
And so what people know is you put a hole in the base of a can of mm-hmm. beer, and then when you open it, gravity allows all the beer to fall down your throat at a really furious rate.
Right.
I did it with a key. These kids are doing it with their teeth. They're mm-hmm. opening the cans with their canine tooth. And I'm looking at this and I'm marveling. And then Robert says, "Well, Dad, if you're not going to shotgun a beer, you're going to have," and I wrote it down, "are you going to have a Borg?" I said, "I don't know what a Borg is." Yeah. And he says, "You see those people with the gallon jugs?" I said, "Yeah." He says, "They're Borgs." I said, "Well, what do? He says, "You get a gallon jug and you pour about half the water out, and then you put in a packet of Mio, and then you fill the rest with Tito's, and that's all you drink all day." I said, "Robert, that's a half gallon of vodka. That's a lot, even spread out over a day." He said, "It's called a Borg. I gotta go." And he's off doing his Waldo thing. And at one point, an ESPN camera has got him standing on a tailgate screaming. I mean, it's just an electric atmosphere.
Wow.
And so the stuff is winding up. And and I got to meet Robert's girlfriend. I'll spare you her name.
Oh.
But
whoa.
This is new.
Whoa. New?
Yes. And you know, this is the weird thing.
Like from the arrival at school?
They've been together about 3 weeks.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So this is a college girlfriend.
Absolutely. And guess where she comes from?
Buffalo? She comes from Buffalo?
Outside of Buffalo. She's a poli-sci major, and she knows Mayor Masiello.
Oh, really? Freshman and sophomore? That's
she is. Awesome. She's also a freshman, and okay. She is, Robert, this is how I know that this might be someone a little special, is all through high school, he never once introduced us to anyone he was dating. And we knew through mutual parents and mutual friends that he had girlfriends in high school, but never brought her to that.
All right, you got to calm down. This is 3 weeks, and you were drinking a lot of alcohol.
You're excited. 3 weeks? Listen, what did I say?
She should be
all
special.
I said is that she is a next level special because he actually introduced us. And then when Robert was in a quiet moment with me, he says, "Dad, I really hope you like her because I really, really like her." It's very sweet.
He's a good looking guy.
Yeah, he is. And she's lovely too.
20-25 girls before he gets together with a girl from the eBay store, right?
So were there
a lot of girls around as well?
Yeah, lots of girls.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right.
And all right. They don't dress what I would say conservatively at the game.
You mean at the, now? See, the night this before, guy. Remember when we were in Iowa for the Kinnick game?
Yeah,
and I noticed for one that you know back from my days, you know when you had to swim with the big collars and the helmets.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but I mean it was much more of a festive outerwear that the girl.
Yes,
you're telling
take
me at the games.
Yes, there was
they dress sexy at the games.
Yes,
too?
They do. Lots of tank tops, lots of bikini tops. Very popular look is
empowered
women with
white skirt, bikini top. Mm, that's the uniform.
Overalls with minimalistic tops under them, stuff like that. But
more power to them.
I got a chance to chat with the girlfriend a little bit. She seems to like him quite a bit, too.
Oh, that's sweet.
And it was nice. So
you know what? If he wants to fall in love and ruin his life his freshman year, why not?
Well, I know. What'll happen is he's just going to be really miserable when she dumps him. That's all. But until then, it's going to be great. So things are winding up. I look at youth.
Yeah. I'm looking at some of the pictures from the
clear
game.
History
I look at the time. Look at the time. And I say, the game started some time ago.
Yeah.
Let's head in. And as
can I say this?
Yes,
can I just say this without appearing to be a perv or a dirty old man?
Yeah.
It's a sexy logo.
Oh, of course. The flying WV.
The flying WV is a sexy logo. Mm-hmm. That's all. That's all I want.
Come a long way.
If you have a thing for letters, it's very sexy.
I like
sexy.
Letters.
Yeah, letters are nice.
I've always been a font man myself.
So
how are you?
Hi. We start staggering towards the Mountaineer Field, and we get in, and we immediately go the wrong direction towards our seats. And I say, we need to go the other way. And Carrie says, this is the time that there's not pounding music and I can actually talk.
There is a calm between the leaving the tailgate. Like by calm, I mean, people are so drunk. They're just either stumbling to their seats or stumbling home.
Right. And so Carrie says, you know what? I think we get something to drink, eat. You get something to eat, Robert, you hungry? Girlfriend, you hungry? And so we get in line, and they get nachos, 2 hot dogs. Carrie says,
"So nice.
Anything for you?" And at this point, I'm trying to navigate mentally what the next 3 quarters are going to be for me. And I say, "Nothing for me, not just now."
Oh,
because I realize at this point, of the 4 of us, Robert and I have it together the most.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, I'm no guardian of goodness right now. I've had plenty to drink
myself.
No,
we've actually seen you after a holiday party.
But I wasn't like that.
Take a stumble.
But I was better than that. But okay. I was somewhere between that and sober.
Okay.
And so.
So drunk.
Yeah, precisely. So we get to our seats. We sit down and Robert says, the seat doesn't really matter where you are. Look, Dad, here's 4. You can even sit on the aisle like you like. So we're like in the upper section on the 40-yard line, 2nd row of the upper section.
Great.
Right? In front of us is a family. They've got an infant. Mom's holding the infant.
Aww.
They've got what looks to be like maybe a 1.5, maybe 20-month-old laying on a seat asleep with
family
ear, yeah, with ear protectors on. And then the dad. Well, I look over and promptly Robert's girlfriend spills all the chips out of her nachos. Like they're fluttering down. Like she's making it rain, but it's corn chips.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, don't worry about that. We can replace that. She says, no, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Who said it like that? Her, she did the girlfriend.
The next thing I do is I look over.
So the girlfriend's obliterated?
Just pummeled. And okay. I feel bad because I imagine that she probably, in the back of her mind, wanted to be a little bit impressive to the parents of her boyfriend. So maybe she was under stress. So maybe she had an extra drink. So it's me on the end.
You're so kind.
And then Carrie. Yeah, I'm just
trying. Or she could have a severe drinking problem at a young age.
That's true. But you know what? Carrie was keeping up with her and she's not young. So it was me, then Carrie, then Robert, then the girlfriend. I look over and we have been in our seats for one play.
Mm-hmm.
The girlfriend has her entire hand in the cheese of the nachos because she's going to eat the cheese because she still has it.
Yeah.
And I hear Robert saying,
it's sustenance.
I said, Robert says, don't do that. Don't do that. She said, it's fine.
Saying to the girlfriend, yeah, don't eat the cheese.
Don't
like
eat the cheese like that. Oh,
she really is gone.
Yeah. Not the cheese.
Yeah.
Not
and,
the cheese.
And then I look Come over on. And Apparently. She has dunked her hot dog in the cheese. And with the hot dog, she's got long blonde hair. The hair is in the cheese.
Oh, dear.
So the hand comes up, and the cheese, there's now been two plays of the game that we've paid to see. The cheese has now been flung in an arc onto the man in front of us.
Oh, my no. God.
A big guy. Robert says, as the third play starts, let me go get some napkins. At this point, Carrie leans over, because she's a helper, and starts to wipe the cheese off with her hand. This is when the guy realizes something's up. He didn't feel the cheese land, but he feels Carrie.
Is Carrie wiping it off in a way? Because I know Carrie, when she's had a few, is she wiping it off like, oh, he'll notice if I start
doing No.
This.
She wants to save the situation, yeah. But what she's
done. She wants to help the girlfriend.
The motor skills are zero. And so what she's doing is instead of removing God. The cheese, massaging the cheese into the fabric. And
what kind of fat are we talking? A hoodie? Are we talking about
sweatshirt,
a nice jacket?
It was
flannel.
It looked Please. To be like a brand new WVU golf styled shirt that he probably bought for
this
the game.
Man.
Oh, was it yellow?
No, it was blue. Yellow, we might have caught a break. And so Robert says, I'm going to go get napkins. At this point, I feel I really need to do something to save the day. And I lean into the wife and the husband and I say, I'm extraordinarily sorry. These are freshmen. They've had too much day already. Please allow me to either replace your shirt or pay to have it laundered or let me make this good. I'm really sorry this had to happen.
And that's cool.
And he
said, that's a cool move, Rob. Classy. You're impressing the hell out of me.
I love this.
And he said, well, I don't know about all that, but they're not going to have my size shirt here anyway. So this is BS.
Oh, so totally rebuffed.
Yes.
And so
totally rebuffed. Yes! Oh, God, really? He rejected you?
So he stands up with the infant. Boom, 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 boom. Like you hear like the
police. Did he really have that accent?
Yes. He has that accent and he walks away in the music. I can almost hear it like when the cops come on the Flintstones. Boom, 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 boom. And he's down the chute. And I lean into the wife and I say, I realize he's very upset.
So she just covered him in cheese.
It was a good... Imagine if you took, you know, the cup that comes in nachos. I'd say, what is it? 4 ounces, maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe. You take a good scoop and you flip it like that. So there was a good line
Splatter.
On it. Yeah. So she says, I really appreciate what you're saying, but if I were to accept anything
let me rewind.
More upset.
Let me rewind yes. a little bit.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you had just let it go.
Might have gotten away with it.
If Carrie hadn't touched him.
Might have gotten away with it.
Yeah.
But I also feel there were enough people around us.
You have to say something.
We might have gotten called out. It was
that noticeable.
It was a deadly risk because it was a blue shirt with yellow cheese. Although it did look like maybe it was like a custom WVU design. So when I lean into the wife and I again make the offer and she says, if I were to accept anything from you, my husband would be even more upset. So at this point,
hey, fuck you. That's what I would say. With all due, I mean, you were trying to do the right thing and the stand up thing. And that's just a little,
I think
out
it
of
depends
hand.
On the circumstance.
I suppose.
If
are you saying, what do you think? Do you think they were just stumbling?
Well, if you, Mike, we've been to games together.
Right.
And we've had jerks around us.
Yes.
We've had drunk jerks around us.
Yes.
We've been the drunk jerks.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I think also when you're at an environment, particularly a WVU home game, there has to be a sort of expectation.
But your seats, okay, so in fairness,
all right, you
your
can play
seats
devil's advocate.
Are in the family section.
Oh, we have to take a break. I'm all sorry. Right. We have to come back and finish this. Let's
you're
come back and finish this,
section.
And we'll you know figure out what's going on.
All right.
All right. Rob Spiewak and Rob Spiewak, who today we will be referring to as the good example. come back with more fun. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
The students of Herndon High School are scared.
I'm so scared.
They've all heard stories about a madman who lurks in the shadows of Herndon, Virginia.
I don't even want to go past that building on the corner.
They've heard how he slashes his victims after they fall asleep.
They say he comes to get you in your dreams.
They caution each other to stay awake, or they may experience a nightmare on Eldon Street.
Hey, it's Jimmy.
What do you want from me?
Try the buffalo platter.
You're a monster.
Say hi to Goose Cerrito.
Save yourself. Order a TMOS bonus show subscription and laugh along with Mike, Rob, and Oscar. Otherwise, you might come face to face with the terrifying Jimmy Kruger.
It's not a Ponzi scheme.
Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com and start your subscription today so you can live to see tomorrow.
It'll be okay.
Hi, Jimmy. Hi, Vincent. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, the stock market is made for public trading, so it should be more accessible for everyone. That's why Oscar and Rob joined Public.com, the investing social network where you can buy stocks for any amount of money and share ideas with a wonderfully diverse community of investors. On Public.com, you can invest with any amount of money, invest in $1,000 stocks with just a dollar. The ability to buy slices of shares offers more flexibility on what you can add to your portfolio. Oscar and Rob love it. It's easy to collaborate and build your confidence as an investor. Public.com is just fun, isn't it, Rob?
Imagine if you would. It's a combination stock market service and Facebook. You can interact with people just like you that have tips and insights and recommendations, and you get to know what you're
and
doing.
And public.com hasn't crashed.
No, it hasn't crashed. It's
like Facebook did, right? It's exciting. It's interactive. Break free of financial institutions that want you to spend more money and profit from your information. Go to public.com. Use code TMOS when you download the app to let public.com know you're coming from the Mike O'Mara Show. And you'll get up to $50 in free stock to get started in growing your portfolio. Mandatory? No. Valid for U.S. residents 18 plus. Subject to account approval. See public.com/disclosures. Not investment advice. You never wrote it like that before.
I like when you go, no.
Yeah, no. Wrong. Welcome back. All right, so we take you back to, is there a little guilt at this point for maybe letting them kind of get out of control, because they still are kids.
And it's just, not
before,
for me.
Before
ahead,
you
Oscar,
answer that, let me just lay out the sections from what I remember at Mountaineer Field. If you had parents in town that bought you tickets, or you had purchased tickets, you were on the other side.
And we are.
Yeah, you're on the other side of the stadium, where families, boosters, real fans are.
This is why we were probably allowed and are able to purchase tickets.
Yeah.
Because it's the family side, not the student
side. And on the other side is where, you know, anything goes. People are doing bumps of cocaine, which I witnessed personally.
No. Yeah.
Just whatever.
God.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Wow.
So to where we left off, remember, we had been seated for about 4 or 5 plays. The cheese has been thrown. Kerry has made it worse. Robert has left to get napkins as a courtesy to this gentleman. And
let me ask you a question about the gentleman.
And the gentleman has stormed off with the infant in his hand.
Yes.
Let me ask you about the gentleman.
All right.
So it's a young guy. Is it his child?
I would say he is probably between 25 and 30.
Okay. So he's a youngster.
Yeah, young guy.
Is a young father.
Yeah.
And you, when you leaned in and said they've had too much day, you're being conciliatory. Are you doing that because you feel like it's the last ditch effort to salvage this?
No.
Or did you just try to do the right thing?
I thought it was the right thing. And also, I understand that as the most sober of the crew, it was my responsibility to at least offer him something that might give him satisfaction. Because really, I tried to reverse play because I played the situation over my
head. How many bills is he? What do you figure?
Oh, he's 240, 250. He's a big guy.
All right. But so he's got like a double X.
What he should have said to me, if I were him, would have been, I really appreciate the offer. It's but, you know, get them under control. And, you know, and you don't have to be happy about it. But
is anybody laughing about the cheese?
Nobody's
laughing. Was anybody laughing?
No, nobody's laughing. Ooh, nobody's laughing. There's some people looking on. And before they get back, a lady in a row, one over, has offered an alcohol wipe.
Good for her.
And I said, you know what?
By the way, if you had, if you were carrying, and I should carry these everywhere, the Costco baby wipes.
Yes.
Oh, you'd been in Fat City. Out.
Yeah.
You could have, you would have been gone. It would have been gone. Let me do this for you,
but
sir.
By the time the alcohol wipe gets to
my baby, I'm mad. No, I didn't want to impregnate this lady anyway, so I'm mad.
Let me just lay this out here. You're there with your kid and your wife and your other kid.
Yeah.
You've got the Spiewax hammered behind you. And they love attention and they love doing shtick. So that's already kind of grading you because, like, are you here for the game or are you here to get effed up?
Oh, but you see, this is not a valid point because remember, we've only been there for four plays. There's been no shtick. The only thing that's happened is the cheese throw.
Let me ask this. When you arrive.
And to prove to that, put a pin in that question. Okay. To hold that, the stumbling to the seats was enough unpleasant for me as a guardian that I wasn't in a shticky mood. I could have gotten to a sticky mood, but I wasn't there yet.
I stand correct.
All right, Mike, the floor recognizes you.
So when you made your entrance,
hello!
That's what I'm thinking.
No,
you know?
Not at all.
Excuse us. Well, no. Excuse us.
He's dressed up as Waldo.
Yeah, but to be fair, we got four seats on the end. We came out of the portal, went and sat down. So there was no entrance. So,
and did you arrive pre or post kickoff?
As between the first and second quarter.
Ooh, Mike, you know that is a no.
Wait a minute. You said you. Oh, so you're. When you say plays, you're not talking about the first play of the game.
No,
you're
talking about the plays in the second quarter. Because we had left. We had left late from the tailgate because no one had been keeping track of time. And then we had to stop and get food. You can't get food. And we went to the wrong side of the stadium and had to come around.
Yeah.
So all at this point,
can I just say something as a sports fan?
Yes.
When you do that, you're already going to have people against you.
Yeah. Okay, I understand.
When you're
that.
Arriving that late to a sporting event,
but you
it's,
see,
it's kind of.
You know. I was hoping they'd be rooting for us, but we're all in WVU attire.
Yeah.
And Robert has been sort of a big deal the past couple home games as Waldo. So I thought maybe. But you know what? I'm an interloper. I'm an outsider, not only to the.
Unfortunately, Robert's ossified new chippy is throwing cheese on the guy in front of her.
Yeah, that's, you know what?
If but I also think the way you leaned in
you
was
did the
a
best
good thing
could.
To do.
And so at this point, I look to the portal. And coming out in this order is Robert with napkins. Mm-hmm. The man with his toddler, or not his infant.
Yes.
And stadium security.
Oh.
And they all arrive at the same time, and stadium security points to me and then looks at the guy, and the guy nods, and the guy once again says, and I'm sorry, Pony, this is bullshit, but I bought a lot of money. I spent a lot of money on tickets to be in these very seats.
That's right.
This is not.
And what? And what? What else did he say?
And they threw cheese on me.
Also factual.
I normally get a good breakfast here. Could you please kick these people out of the stadium, Brad? And so, no. So he says, and they threw cheese on me. And they're overly drunk, and I want them out. And the security guard looks at me and Carrie. And
but what did he? So he mentioned they're overly drunk.
Yeah,
they've been overserved.
And he looks at the three of them and says, "You're going to have to come with me." This is when the most sobering moment of the entire event happens. I look at Robert, who's still in his Waldo outfit with glasses and a stocking cap. He looks at me with a handful of napkins. Remember, he's only been gone for the length of two football plays. He looks at me. He says, "What happened?"
So he wasn't there when she threw the cheese?
No, remember in the
wait, I thought you sent him out for the this is the guy. Do you think the guy when you got when you leaned into to like be cool about it, that the guy just sometimes it has the opposite reaction from people.
Maybe. And you know what?
Such a dick move.
It was a dick move.
If this is slightly, I'm going to say not completely blacked out Rob, but hammered Rob. And we know hammered Rob.
Everybody's friend. The peacemaker.
Yes.
But you know what? In retrospect, I might have, even if I had been babysitting three drunkards and dead sober, I might have done the same thing. I might have.
I don't doubt that for a second. So I think you would have done that.
We get up and we leave.
Or was there any, no hemming and hawing from the team or from you guys?
No, because I realized that we weren't going to win this one.
Was there any protesting from Mrs. Spiewak, who, call me a psychic. She can be a handful.
Her comment as we were stumbling down the, you know, it's funny. Rabbits climb hills better than they descend hills.
Okay.
Just the way they're designed. Drunk people climb portals better than they descend portals. Oh, and so there was no fall, but as the two females of our group were stumbling down the portal.
We're just clacking down the hallway.
For those at home, the portal is where.
It's like a ramp that takes you to the seats.
Yes.
So
concrete.
Yeah.
Concrete.
Carrie looks at me.
And then concrete going
in a sobering moment and says, pretty glad we bought those tickets. And then, I'm attending to Carrie. I say something. I forget exactly why to make her laugh. And I know she's really hammered because she says, stop it. You made me pee a little. I said, okay, let's get you home.
Oh, boy.
Let's get you
home.
What
a lovely group.
This has to be. No more than maybe 4:20, 4:10, 4:15.
If that, because it was a 3:30 kickoff.
When they ushered you out, was there any applause?
No, because we were so
nobody
close.
Nobody was cheering you. We got rid of the
because
Spiewak.
That was on the Jumbotron.
An important
got
game.
Got rid of the Spiewak. A huge
against
game.
A nationally ranked team. An important game. It's a big deal.
The Big 12 division, I believe it's called.
Big
right?
deal.
Yeah. And so we get out there and they walk us.
Was there any member of your party that cared about the game, really cared about the game?
Robert did. Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay.
And he was
all
disappointed.
Right.
Okay. But also he said, you know,
was he mad at his new girlfriend?
No, because he was attending to her as I was attending to Carrie.
Okay.
And
right.
you have to. Wow. You've got to be safe to get them out. And we got them out, and he looked at me, and I looked at him as we really have each of our dates by the elbow, trying to get them for not bouncing to the wall. And we just we shake our heads and purse our lips because it's like, well.
Did you get any photographic evidence of the weekend?
Carrie has pictures. I chose not to take pictures and just live in the moment, but I will get you some photos. Absolutely.
I just would like to see the girlfriend.
She's on the gram. I'll send you a picture of her.
Is there anything to be said for...
Because that's when I say, take the whole thing of cheese and pour it on my head.
Yeah, but Mike, isn't it interesting, like, trying to take a sociological lens to this entire weekend that poor Rob Spiewak has found a mate for life who gets hammered and creates chaos.
Right.
And now little Robert has, and he's somehow attracted
like father,
to that.
Like son.
Yeah,
the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
The
Spiewaks
have a type. That's what it is.
That's it. That's wonderful. Carrie
was fine the next day after 17 hours of sleep.
Rob, how often have I been telling you, get out of the house.
Yes.
Enjoy your life. This is, standing ovation for Rob Spiewak. Grabbing life.
Yes.
Living life, baby. We'll be right back with the
Pumpkin
homepage right here.
Coffee.
Yes.
Pumpkin spice coffee creamer.
Oh, yeah.
Pumpkin spice cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Pumpkin spice ice cream.
Delicious.
Pumpkin spice air fresheners.
Smells like autumn. Ah.
Pumpkin spice bath bombs.
Sure. Okay.
Pumpkin spice deodorant?
Well...
Pumpkin spice Sudoku books.
Wait, what?
Pumpkin spice underpants.
Is that a thing?
Pumpkin spice condoms.
Well, now you're just being an asshole.
Wait, pumpkin spice spice?
If you're feeling spicy, you can find all your favorite pumpkin spice treats and products for the home at Target and Walmart through the Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center. Click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com and have them shipped directly to your door. Or you can pick them up at the store. Your purchases help support the funny, so get your spice on today.
Spicy!
You can check your, you can text your text messages, guys, if you like.
Thank you.
All right, hold on.
This is earlier in the tailgate.
Oh, right. Look at them.
All right, hold on.
So sweet. She kind of looks like Carrie, like a young Carrie.
She looks like many of the girls up there.
Robert the Third.
Right?
Oh, my. She is fantastic. Tell him to shave that.
I know, right?
Tell him to shave that. Looks ridiculous.
And my last, just a pin on this whole story. Maybe the best part is leaving Morgantown on a Sunday morning. Never have you seen so many gray faces.
You know, when I look at Robert's facial hair, it reminds me of a line the harbor master once said to my father when he was trying to grow a beard. My father did not have a lot of facial hair.
Yes.
Tell Robert to put some cream on that and have the cat lick it off. That's how... That's what he said. But anyway, all right. You want to know why he's happy? All right.
Yeah,
welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by MD Hearing Aids. Do you constantly turn up the TV? Do you need closed captioning when you stream a TV show? For most of them, I do. Forget about it. All you need is the MD Hearing Aid. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered rechargeable hearing aid that costs a fraction of what typical hearing aids cost. Their Volt Plus model... is just $299. Their Volt Plus models are just $299.99 each when you buy a pair.
Right.
Rechargeable, water resistant, and no prescription or doctor's appointment needed. You buy it directly from them with audiologists and licensed hearing specialists available 7 days a week. MD Hearing Aid offers a 45-day risk-free trial with a 100% money-back guarantee. So you can buy with confidence. Walter W. says that MD Hearing Aids are just as good as his $4,000 hearing aids, and I can't wait to get mine. It's time to reclaim your life from hearing loss. Go to mdhearingaid.com and use promo code TMOS to get their buy one, get one, $299.99 each offer. Plus, they're adding a free extra charging case, a $100 value just for our listeners. So head to mdhearingaid.com and use our promo code TMOS or call them at 833-773-1149. Let me say that louder. 833-773-1149.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device. It's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Well, it was the big deal. We'll get the review from Rob if he got a chance to see it. He normally does. The new season of Saturday Night Live kicked off this weekend, and the Weekend Update guys paid tribute to that segment's best anchor ever, Norm MacDonald. Colin Jost called him, quote, the reason that I ever wanted to do Weekend Update. Then he and Michael Che ended the segment with a clip of some of Norm's classic jokes. Lucky stabbing hat, anyone? The show said goodbye to one of its legendary stars, but may have said hello to another. James Austin Johnson, you're welcome.
Oh, wow.
Thank you very much.
You know what? I was so late getting home. I'm not going to watch it till tonight.
He made his SNL debut leading the cold open as President Biden, which I thought was okay. I didn't know it was good, but he's a great impressionist. He got the essence of Biden, and I'm sure he was a nervous wreck. And I can't wait to see him do the Trump. I hope they do that for him, too.
Awesome.
Casey Musgraves, meanwhile, may have performed naked. I went and looked at the clip of this. She definitely wanted to make it look that way. She sang Justified. She's very talented. I'm a big fan of hers. While sitting on a stool with her guitar in her lap, and all you see is skin and her cowboy boots. The lighting was dim, although there was a spotlight at the very end, but even then you couldn't tell. It was a nod to Forrest Gump when Robin Wright as Jenna did the same thing. Casey even tweeted the pic of Jenny from behind, and you see her naked backside, so we don't know for sure, but if she was trying to fake it, it doesn't matter. She looked like she was
naked. Like about eight girls dressed like that at the WVU game. Just boots.
That's very exciting.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched Squid Game, the Korean series that's burning up Netflix, you know, get it now. It's fantastic. And second, group of six or more people and not know anything about Squid Game. I don't know anything about Squid Game.
It happened.
Anybody?
Over the Squid Game happened over the weekend.
I started watching it. It's everywhere. I'm on the fence. I need to get further into this. It is
a little
confusing.
Well, they say it's just awkward. It's a little awkward, too, is it?
Yeah, but I like awkward.
Well, there's an episode where the contestants have to cut shapes out of these little candy discs called Dalgona, which is really hard because they're so brittle. And if you watch the show, you know that contestants who can't complete a task die.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's like America's Got Talent.
This is right up your alley.
Like I'd hate it?
No, you would love it.
Really?
The consequences are death.
And death? There's candy.
Yeah, and there's candy. It's a series. It's not a game show. It's a series.
It's based on a fake reality show, a Survivor type show. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Well, a candy maker in Seoul named An Yong Hui made those candies, and now, thanks to the show, he can't keep up with demand. According to one report, he can barely go home anymore because people are lined up outside his shop when it opens, and he's selling more than 500 of them a day when he used to sell less than 200.
Wow.
So there's that.
Yeah. Good for him.
So this is about almost a Running Man type of thing.
Yes.
Right?
Bingo. That's a good comparison, yeah.
Okay, very good. The housing market is so competitive right now that when Daniel Witt and Ben Rocky Harris... Danielle Witt, I should say, and Ben Rocky Harris found an affordable home outside of Washington, D.C. They scooped it up immediately.
Sure.
What they didn't know at the time, though, is that the house is the same one that inspired The Exorcist.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
My God.
Yeah.
In 1949, a 14-year-old boy who lived there was allegedly possessed.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds like the way Norm MacDonald would say it. Was allegedly possessed.
Yeah, he's got that Satan. You know that Satan? Yeah.
Well, that's the story that William Peter Blatty based the original novel on. But the new owners aren't too worried about it. Danielle says, quote, "You know, demons are not attached to locations. They're attached to people."
Oh. Mm-hmm.
There are like things Reagan? That wander. I don't know, Reagan. I'm speaking to the person inside of Reagan.
Well, loosen these straps then. I'm the devil. Now kindly undo these straps.
Oh,
it burns!
Well, anyway, you know, who knows? It's the demonic possession house. And she said, quote, "My house has odds of a demonic possession that are just as equal as anybody else's house." She sounds like very outspoken. Wouldn't that be great? She goes to bed and it's like,
if you overpaid by $30K, you'll make anything work.
My house has every bit as bad as your house. We'd love to have Satan stay in our house. It burns.
Over the weekend, the CDC released some tips to celebrate the holidays safely. They include many of the greatest hits, getting vaccinated, wearing a mask, social distancing, and celebrating virtually. They also remind us that outdoors is safer than indoors. But here's a new one. If you're going to be inside, they suggest buying a window fan. They say to open doors and windows and set the fan up to blow air out. This will also pull fresh air in through the other open windows. Fine in Miami, maybe not too good in Buffalo.
I'm sure it's fine. The tree will last forever.
The whole tree?
The whole tree?
I got the whole gang. I got the whole gang here for Thanksgiving.
That's awesome.
My daughter and her beau, and I got my other daughter and her beau, and I got Michael, and it's going to be very, very exciting.
Turkey?
I cannot wait.
Will there be turkey?
Turkey for you, turkey for me.
Thanksgiving Thank turkey.
You. Turkey, naturally. And now a little something, something. There is a 38-year-old man in Missouri. His name is James Kurtz. He was wasn't Colonel Kurtz in Apocalypse Now?
Yeah, you know? It's based on that book, James Conrad's book. I'll have it for you.
The horror.
Yeah.
Well, James Kurtz was trying to sell a catalytic converter on Facebook Marketplace last week. But in the background of the photo, there was a giant bag of meth along with a syringe. A Facebook user tipped off the cops. Investigators raided James' place last Wednesday and seized meth and a .38 caliber pistol. He had previous felony convictions, so he can't have guns. By the way, James was asked about the photo, and he said, "He didn't realize the meth and syringe made the shot."
Duh.
He was charged with drug trafficking and unlawful possession of a weapon. Aren't catalytic converters the things people are stealing right now in
from
droves?
Under the car?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that might just be a Florida hobby. Get her done. Anyway, that's it. Meth, got my picture of meth right now. Speaking of Facebook.
Yes.
We'll have a discussion about that because, as of taping of this show, ladies and gentlemen, Facebook has crashed. And
down,
this is
down,
the day
down.
After one of the worst pieces ever for Facebook on 60 Minutes. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about it next.
Romeo and Juliet. Antony and Cleopatra, Bogey and Bacall. Add to that list another one of the world's greatest love stories, Mike and Carlo O'Mara.
Oh, no.
Their love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. Their love is like the melody that's sweetly played in tune. And nowhere is that love story more on display than the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Yes, fall in love with love again and again with a Mike O'Mara Bonus Show subscription. Lovingly tap the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com and order the TMOS Bonus Show today. You'll love it, just like Carla loves Mike.
Oh my God, Carla doing the dishes.
Aggressive dishes, Mike.
Oh God, I gotta play that one for her. Please send me that just standalone. Winning season is rolling at MyBookie, and this week, entries are now open for the Winner Take All Super Contest. MyBookie is the only sports book that offers online super contests, so you can't miss out on this exclusive promotion. Enter now and turn $10 into $10,000, baby.
Baby.
In weeks 5 through 8, just make 5 picks against the spread. Get them right, and you earn points and rise up the standings. You could take home the $10,000 grand prize. Boom! Packers, Bucks, Titans, Vikings, and Ravens. Pow! You're already set. As if you needed another reason to head to MyBookie.ag to celebrate the start of the MLB playoffs, MyBookie is hosting a $20,000 blackjack tournament that is absolutely free to enter. Winning season is here, so get in the game and get to mybookie.ag now. Use our promo code TMOS, and when you make your first deposit at MyBookie, you'll receive double your deposit. That's promo code TMOS, so you can double your funds to double your winnings. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. And we thank you.
Mike, yeah, you nailed it. It was Marlon Brando who played Captain Kurtz.
Captain Kurtz.
In Apocalypse Now. And it was based on the Joseph Conrad novel, which also had Captain Kurtz, called Heart of Darkness.
Heart of Darkness, yes.
Heart of Darkness.
This, the Heart of Darkness. This morning, became aware of the fact that Facebook's no longer online. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm looking at the latest right now.
I don't know if there's ever been a time when I've gone to Facebook and I have not seen it online. What is the deal?
So last night, a whistleblower comes on 60 Minutes. And thank you, Rob, for the whistleblower. And then she begins to talk about all of the evil that Facebook has been connected to. And interestingly, today, no Facebook. How long has Facebook been down? Do we even know that?
2.5 hours.
No Facebook.
CNN
and
had it at 12:51 that Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp are all down.
But nationwide.
Yeah.
Because it was spotty at first, and then it all went completely down.
Right on.
So what do we think? I mean, do we think that it's going to stay down? Do we think that it's tied to the 60 Minutes report? I mean, does anybody really know?
We should give further context. For parents out there especially right now, maybe you have grandchildren, who knows? Well, for some time, we have thought... And this is, I'm not even talking about the political implications here. Just if you're a parent, that social media was unhealthy for our children.
Right.
Or our niece and nephew, your grandkids, whatever. We know for a fact that division driven through political cycles through Facebook and Instagram, not just in the 2016 election, but now in the 2020 election, not just here, but also overseas, there was a problem. Right, Mike?
Right.
So, what we didn't know is that Facebook did their internal research and also found that for the kids, Instagram is completely unhealthy. I'm paraphrasing here for adolescents.
Well, multiple suicides based on the bullying and everything else.
Negative content. And they did their own research on the political side that said their political ads and their algorithm drove a high division in societies, especially coming from overseas. So these are all
in particular. Let me just interject In particular, the insurrection on January 6th.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I implore anybody to just check that out on your own terms, whether you're on the left or right of the aisle. Just watch the segment and the detail of numbers and research that was essentially stolen from Facebook and brought to the Wall Street Journal in 60 Minutes mm-hmm. by a former employee.
When now, you, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Now you have a space where we have evidence that says, oh my God, they knew, they double confirmed it was true, and they're not doing anything to actually, they're not doing enough to mitigate it. So the question is, are you fighting for power? Are you fighting for the greater good of society? And at every turn, when Facebook has a chance to fight for the greater good of society, when they say they're going to.
And not power, Oscar, not just power, but money too.
Money,
power,
yeah. Money. Always money, sorry, though.
I equate, and maybe it's this, I'm wrong, I'm equating power to money. Are you looking at the profits of your company, or are you looking at if there's a balance between the greater society and the profits of your company? At every turn, when they had a choice, the majority of times, this company has always chosen the profits of their company over society.
The gist of the piece on 60 Minutes, to amplify what you have said to me, was that I think under the radar, we have been an incredibly divided society for a very, very long time. With that said, social media was the gasoline that was poured on that fire. Mm-hmm. It exploded. The anonymity of the internet with, you know, the bravery that people have on a computer is stunning. The stuff you would never, in a million years, you wouldn't say this to a stranger for fear of getting your you know, block knocked off.
And
you
that anonymity, I'm sorry to interrupt, Mike, that anonymity allows you to cover vast amounts of population to find other crackpots that share your outlook and allows them to link up. And when you have those numbers, or at least those perceived numbers of people that agree with you, it empowers you. And so, it's scary.
There's two sides of the coin here. And I'm not going to be a hypocrite to not say that without the early iterations of social media, we wouldn't be where we are today.
Of course.
We just 100%. We've used social media more than anybody else.
So where,
what, as much as anybody,
what has changed since 2008? Like, what has changed?
In Ginger Heffling.
No. The algorithms have changed. The data and sophistication being weaponized against people has changed.
Yes.
Like, that's that privacy side. When we first started, it was a battle, even with our own little world here, mm-hmm. it was a battle for who can get to 5,000 friends fast right. enough. Mm-hmm. Now it's
that's
a battle.
That's how we started.
But now it's a battle of how many people can you block because you don't agree with the political views.
Right.
It's weird because, you know, as much of a we need to regulate things kind of guy I am, my politics are, I believe big business should always be regulated.
Of course.
As much as I feel that way, and I certainly do to a degree about Facebook, I also believe that, you know, it's not the gun all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Manufacturing guns, you know, you still are going to have people pulling the trigger. I think there is such a battle between freedom to do what I want and responsible human behavior. And I never thought in 2021 we'd be sitting here just moving towards that apocalyptic kind of attitude with people where we're just scorched earth. You know, it's like, you don't believe in me, I want to fight you to the death.
Right.
You know,
let me give you my outlook. And this might be too pessimistic, and maybe, and I hope I'm wrong.
Okay.
I also agree with you. There's big government and there's big business. And then there's a methodology of saying you police yourself and we won't have to get involved. The government won't have to get involved. I don't have any kids. But if I had a daughter or a son that was going through an eating disorder, they were suffering from that disease or one of the diseases that come with eating disorders, and I found out that a platform that I let them on was magnifying and creating like a vicious circle of the problem, then I have a responsibility, I assume, to say, we're not doing this. We're getting off of this, right? Mm-hmm. But I only know that if the information is shared to me from the company saying, hey, we got a problem. If you're having this issue, this is the research we found. We're trying to fix this.
Pretty tall order, though, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, huge order.
So, and for them to do that?
And for the company to sit up there and say, hey, our research says this, but we've done this. They always talk in they just haven't been upfront with everybody about what they know and what they don't know.
Right. The internet, and I'm not just going to label Facebook and social media, the entire internet has just enabled hate in all its different forms, in all its different incarnations. Pure, raw hate. As a radio person, I think we are some of the earliest to be on the receiving end of that hate.
Yeah,
where
wow,
you get to see it. You know, message boards.
Oh, yeah, way back.
People in front of, I think... As much as I believe, you know, put the hammer down and regulate it. Yeah, to a degree, but no,
it's got to be an open market. We have to make our own decisions.
All these social media websites are doing is showing us who we are.
Yeah, and who we've always been.
And I got news for you. There's no quick fix for that. There's no quick fix for that. And what's interesting to me, and getting back to what I wanted to ask you about, Oscar, is... Pretty amazing. After that story, with everybody talking about the great evil Facebook that they crashed today, you had an interesting theory on that.
This is the nefarious side of
this like, is Oscar's what? Conspiracy. Yeah,
allegedly. Yeah.
Is,
allegedly,
there's no basis or fact right. to this story. But we said prior to this that you can watch for yourself on 60 Minutes and take your own take. I believe that this is equivalent to. Hey, we are effed. Somebody go unplug and plug the machine back in and let it reboot. So all of that history is gone.
Put you everything in the shredder.
You know what I mean? Like, it's the fire drill. Like, our embassy's closing. Burn the hard drives. Because we haven't seen an outage like this in forever. And the fact that this story breaks on a Sunday night and the next day you've got WhatsApp.
Look.
And all these platforms
ultimately
down.
With Facebook, they're not doing anything to help their cause.
No.
Right? This is about 29 minutes ago on Twitter, Facebook communications exec Andy Stone. Sounds like something that ought to be in, in the George Clooney movie. The same one Frank Sinatra had, Ocean's 11.
Ocean's 11, yeah.
Andy Stone says, quote, is this anymore? They're slimy. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
We are aware that some people are having trouble accessing our apps and products. We're working to get things back to normal as quickly as possible, and we apologize for any inconvenience.
Meanwhile, Andy Stone was spotted running out of Facebook headquarters with an assistant, each carrying two banker's boxes.
It's just ridiculous.
And Mike, what was also compelling,
I'm going to go check and see
what was also compelling about the story is you have you have an internal network of conversations that are being had, and even the employees knew.
Yeah,
they understand the culture. Like, why aren't we doing anything about this? Yeah. Why haven't we done this? Why don't we just keep that governor on all the time that tries to really segment divisiveness? But they're like, no, because that propels ads and viewership.
Yep.
As much usage. As I believe in the open marketplace like you do, where the line is, it's easy in my opinion. The line stops at incitement to violence or action.
Yeah.
Come to our hate speak rally. Come to this. I'm sorry. That's easy. That's really, really easy. Or when you're on there saying you are a insert epithet here, you have to police it out just like you would cuss words or nudity. You get rid of all the nudity in the world, get rid of some of the hate speak.
Is this a big tobacco moment? Where they
Facebook?
For social media and Facebook, especially for Facebook, where if I recall, in Big Tobacco, everyone said, oh, no, the doctors say this is safe. The doctors say this is safe. Now they have their own research saying that we have a problem.
Yep.
The tobacco moment will come only if we, and I ain't ready to quit, when people are aware that it is so damaging or something truly egregious has happened, it's not going to happen. I think it's going to happen maybe to a degree in spite of that. They're not going to have people. Nobody's going to give up on Facebook. I think the pressure from lawmakers might result in Facebook. It's a pretty popular thing to jump on
for
politicians.
Even if they – would the stock price take a hit if they're not making as much money as they had in the past? Yes. But how much is enough?
You never know. But no. I think they're driven completely by cash. That's why they blew it. And look at Zuckerberg. The stain, you know.
Well, I don't begrudge really. Someone's success. I just don't begrudge his success. He was a stain at Harvard.
He's a stain now. He's always been a stain. He's a pure stain. He's look up in the dictionary. They use this picture where the where you stain.
He's the kind of guy that if he gets cheese on his shirt at a football game,
yeah, he's going to say, "Your employee threatened me with violence."
Get him out of here. It's a tall order when your overall culture at your company knows that you have a problem. And you have research that says so.
Right.
And you're telling everyone you're doing everything you can, but they but their own research says they can't, they're not making a dent, essentially.
And what it is, though, everybody within that huge multi-billion, with a B, dollar company.
They're incentivized to grow.
All the little whistleblowers down there, they're not at the top of the company. Top of the company is like, we're making money. This rocks.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it. But we'll see. Keep tabs. See if it, you know. Stays crashed all night long. I can live without it. Gratefully. The only thing I'll miss, one thing.
What's that?
Pauly Christine's food pictures.
Yes.
That's it. We'll take a break.
And pray come back for with my father.
An abbreviated digital dumpster.
He's got all these pictures.
Right here. Send him some magazines. We'll be right back, everybody.
If you missed the latest bonus show, you missed a lot.
Do you believe in disasters?
You know, I'm doing the best I can.
No, you're not.
I feel joy.
Can I get a woot woot
for you?
Jimmy lost his yellow ball.
He's a cancerous hemorrhoid, though.
I'm a friend.
Nobody wants to take a dump with the door open. I've done it.
If you're doing your best just isn't good enough.
Good day, sir.
The TMOS Bonus Show is your only chance to get that fifth hour of laughs, and it's sent to your device every Friday. Try a week, a month, or splurge for an entire year subscription. Your support keeps that comedy train chugging. Click the Bonus Show banner, get a subscription, and start laughing now. It's all at MikeOMaraShow.com.
That's my favorite kind of Amato right there. That's my favorite guy. I just love it when he's the pitchman. I love pitchman Amato. Yeah, I really do. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You still going to the post office? Is it to the post, Rob, or is it to the post office?
Post office.
Post office.
Might have wanted to put that in the
ding dong.
Ooh, ding dong pony.
Too many cocktails at West Virginia University.
That predates West Virginia.
Well, so yeah. You must have been drunk then, too. Are you still going to the post office, insert here, to pay full price for postage? Well, thanks to Stamps.com, you don't have to do it anymore. Mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. Send letters, ship packages, and pay less, a lot less, with discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. Stamps.com, it's a must-have for any business, whether you're a small office sending invoices, a side hustle, Etsy shop, shipping out orders, or just navigating this hybrid work life. Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. Then schedule a pickup or drop it off. That's simple. With Stamps.com, you get discounts up to 40% off post office rates and up to 66% off UPS shipping rates. It's no wonder nearly 1 million small businesses already use Stamps.com, just like us. Stop wasting time going to the post office and go to Stamps.com. No risk. And with the promo code TMOS, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale and no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, promo code TMOS, Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. And now let's open up the dumpster because we're really running short on time. With that wonderful West Virginia story, and thank you for the picture.
Hi, Rob Gleason.
Oh,
maybe
there he is.
You think you can't make money writing, but
right?
10 million Americans have proved you can. Try it. Be a writer. How sweet it is.
The smoking Jackie Gleason.
Be a writer.
The great one lives in the dumpster, has for a long time.
Mike, before we get all the hate mail, one, know this, that I have zero contact with my father until this thing reboots. So I would like to talk to him again on WhatsApp.
Because of WhatsApp.
He's so cheap, he won't ever pay for a long-distance call anymore.
I get it.
He's cheap,
I get
you know.
It.
Two, we're no heroes. We're not going to get off Facebook. Like, that's what we're here, right? That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
This is more just an overall sociological conversation. Like, what is this really all about? And it's all about money.
It's all about money, and it certainly has done nothing to help this incredible divide we have in our country that I don't see any signs of abating anytime soon. Sucks. Agreed.
There's amazing really divisiveness just within this show.
Yeah.
Mike, go play
when
your
you talk. When you talk about Tampa Bay and the game last night, what neither of you brought up is the reason that New England lost is they bounced a ball off the upright. And you know what?
That's right. At the very end.
At the very
end.
Yeah, the final score was 19-17, but they mic'd the bonk pretty good.
From 56. On its way. It is off the goalpost. No good. You can hear the doink. Some doinks are better than others.
Last time they had a doink, it actually went in.
It was the Baltimore game.
Yeah, the Baltimore game went in.
Yeah.
So he's probably had
over. But Al, come on, Al. I mean, you know what? It's a field goal. You know there are going to be two things. You know, pay attention. Play that again. This is bad play-by-play.
Well, are you shocked that you're getting bad play-by-play from him?
Yes, because he used to be the gold standard.
But, Mike, this is late in the game. He's sleepy.
Yeah, he is.
56. On its way. It is off the goalpost. No good. You can hear the doink. Some doinks are better than others.
What's the thing?
There's a yellow shaped U.
Yellow. Come on,
so
Al.
Close,
Oscar. Really? If I were to give you the phrase, let's close with this because I love this. If I were to give you the phrase, queuing for petrol. Do you know what that means?
No.
It's in Great Britain.
I know.
Okay, Mike.
Waiting in a gas line.
Yeah, waiting in line, queuing, because a line is
Thank
a queue,
you.
And
Old
petrol
English.
Is what they call gas.
Yeah.
Well, there's a gas shortage in the UK, and this guy, just to be a total dick, is driving by everyone in line, or not even driving, riding by everyone in line on a horse, and he's making fun of them. Here is the United Kingdom queuing for petrol.
Queuing for petrol. Queuing for petrol. Queuing for petrol. But I'm on a horse. I'm on a horse. I don't need petrol because he runs on carrots. I don't need petrol because I'm on a horse.
He came by later on a bicycle.
So
this guy's just a dick.
I don't need petrol. I'm on a horse. There we go. It doesn't matter. Yes, sir, everybody. I'm on a horse.
Have a great Monday. And if anything happens, I'll be glad to buy a new shirt.
That's wonderful. That's That's BS, Rob.
That is BS. I normally get good service here.
Guy, what a ween. That wonderful time, though. And let's go Mountaineers.
Yes.
Did they win the game?
No.
They came in second.
Okay. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow. Wild card day.
What?
Red Sox-Yankees game day. And lots more fun and more thrills coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, every ball day.
Queuing for petrol.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
quiet.